AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. A pair of GOP presidential candidates talk about restricting Syrian refugees. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Donald Trump tells ABC's This Week he wants watch lists and databases on Syrian refugees because he doesn't want Islamic militants to slip in.
This could be the great Trojan. It's probably not, but it could be the great Trojan horse of all time.
Ben Carson, also on ABC's This Week, says he's learned that the FBI doesn't have the manpower he thinks is necessary to keep tabs on Syrian refugees.
The FBI seems to be only to monitor, be able to monitor 30 to 60 people at a time.
The government says Syrian refugees undergo a series of tough screening steps to gain approval to travel to and enter the U.S. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Hundreds of emergency responders simulated a subway terror attack today, days before New York City's biggest public event, or one of them, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. It was done in conjunction with the Department of Homeland Security. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says as the holidays approach, officials are working overtime to keep America safe.
Your law enforcement, national security, intelligence communities are continually on the job, continually evaluating and reevaluating our posture.
The drills were planned before the Paris terror attacks. The average price of gasoline plunged 11 cents in the past 2 weeks to $2.14 a gallon. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says some drivers in Indiana are enjoying the lowest prices for gas.
Los Angeles is the high average in the lower 48 panel of cities, $2.76, and the low is Indianapolis, $1.79.
Lundberg says that the drop comes as crude oil prices also continue to fall, and prices may go down into December. This is AP Radio News. Locals rallying around a Florida charity after someone broke in Friday and stole their turkeys meant for an early Thanksgiving Day feast the next day. Pastor Sylvia Tisdale of the Epps Christian Church in Pensacola says the community response to the theft has been overwhelming.
I didn't realize we had the type of people that in our community that we that have shown so much love.
She says someone read about the theft and donated two new freezers.
The freezers were delivered and installed today. So I did get double for my trouble.
And community members donated more things.
They brought in turkey. They brought in ham. They brought in desserts. Everything. They brought in more than I was going to give.
The Pensacola News Journal reports dozens of volunteers cooked all night Friday and Saturday to prepare the box meals. I'm Carlotta Bradley.